All right, Thursday at 7:19. As always, we welcome in Dr. Steve Craig, the president of Craig Consulting Group and Craig Counseling Services, with another doozy for us. Good morning.
Hard to get here today. You can't even see outside, is it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, look out the window. It's nuts.
Yeah, I left a little fire in my fireplace last night. Did I put it out?
That's what you feel, like,
is there a neighborhood on fire?
Exactly. Right. That's what Brian said. Yeah, he thought his house was on fire.
I'm like, wow. All right, Dr. Steve, this weekend, my brothers and I need to take the car keys away from our 88-year-old father. He's belligerent and demanding to drive and says even if the state doesn't pass him, because we're making him take a test, he's driving anyway.
Okay.
He dismisses our mom and says he hasn't had any accidents and insists he's fine. We would like some advice on how to have this conversation. He is going to be angry and dismiss us, but we have to do this as he is clearly incapable of driving. There's no doubt that he would be dangerous on the road. So do we just lay out the law to him and reason with him? Do we get tough and just force him? Do we let him explain why he thinks he should and then counter? My oldest brother wants to remind him that he had to take the keys from his father-in-law after he had a few accidents 30 years ago, and he thinks maybe this will persuade him. Any suggestions would be helpful. He doesn't ask for both you guys specifically, but I'm sure he meant that you guys would have great answers
sure,
to this.
Right,
sure. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just think, you know, the family, first of all, has to be all on one page when they address him and tell him about this. And this is not about, and I know he probably feels like this is taking away his independence. But this is not about that. I think you let him say his piece. You listen. You let him say his piece. But you tell him, like, this is not taking away your independence. We're doing this out of love. We love you. We don't want anything to happen to you. We don't want anybody to run into you. We don't want you to run into anybody. And it's just safer this way. And I think bottom line is going to be safety. Yeah, he's going to be ticked off today and maybe tomorrow. But I'd rather for you to be ticked off in here than not ticked off and gone.
So Lloyd loses the conversation. Your turn.
So I imagine at 88, because there's different 88s, right? You could have somebody who is spry, incredibly aware and alert. But if they're taking the keys away from him, my assumption is that he's not that. He might be an elderly man who just is trying to get around.
Yeah.
Can I don't know what, I mean, you just take the keys. He's 88. What, is he going to wrestle you to the ground? I don't think so. Just take the keys away.
That's what happened to my dad.
Go in at 9:30 at night when he's asleep and take the keys. It's very simple.
No.
But really, though.
Oh, problem solved. No argument. He'll just go, oh, never mind then.
I guess I'm not going anywhere.
Have you seen my keys? Have you seen my keys?
No other conflict will occur.
You could do what you do with my kids and just like if there's a toy that's really obnoxious, you just hide it and go, what toy?
Pretend it didn't happen.
I don't think we ever had. I don't remember that.
What car keys?
Hey.
Buick.
Did you misplace them? Dad, you misplaced them because you said you didn't get them.
Okay, here. Can I pretend to be the 88-year-old?
Okay. We can role play this if you want. Yeah, you can both be.
Let's make the case. That.
Okay. What keys?
How dare you come into my home? I am an adult. You are not my boss. This is my car. I paid for this car.
Ooh.
This is my life. You don't get to dictate my life.
I've had no accidents.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I've been driving for 60 years.
Yeah.
So you cannot take my independence away from me.
Well, you can't find the keys.
What keys? No.
Let me counter, but let me tell you what I'm going to be doing with it first.
Okay.
The problem with these conversations is we can't let the person take us on a journey. So you have it with your teenage kids or your spouses or whatever. Uh-huh. Whenever you want to make a point and you need to be firm on it, when they counter, if we allow the counter to continue to go down that path, we go from A and then they say B and then we're in C and D and we're down the road.
Okay.
So the way to go about these things is to think of it like a boxing ring, that you're in a boxing ring and you go in the middle to have the conversation and then always return to your corner. Okay.
Okay.
So you go in and you know your main thing. So what I would say, when you say it's my damn house and you came in and whatever, I would say, I understand how you feel about this. It is your heart, your house, but everyone here is in complete agreement about the fact that we do not think you're capable of driving. And if you do not pass the test, we are not in support of it. And then you say, well, go ahead, Lloyd. What did you say? I haven't had any accidents.
I haven't had any accidents. I've been driving for 60 years.
Right. I think it's great you haven't had any accidents, and we're trying to prevent that because an accident would be pretty serious. But everyone in this room is in complete agreement that you are no longer can be driving until you pass the test.
But I'm fine.
I'm sorry.
But I'm fine.
Right.
I haven't had any accidents.
I do understand you haven't had any accidents, and I realize that that's tough. But everyone in this room is in complete agreement that we are not going to support you driving until you pass the test.
All I do is...
I don't drive that far. I don't go far.
Right. I understand. I understand, which
is
great.
Take the keys.
Because we can...
Just get out of my house.
Right. Because I understand. But everyone in this room is not supportive of it, even if it's a few miles, and we're sorry to have this conversation, but we cannot let you drive. We are not in support of that.
I'm exhausted.
I am too. Take the keys.
But you see what I mean is that the person wants to engage you in an accident.
You're never getting down the road.
I'm never getting down the road. And I will go back to that corner again and again and again. And the person has no wiggle room. So whenever you're having difficult conversations like this, figure out what your corners are and just go.
Stay with
it. Step in, and then you have to end your sentence back in the corner, because if you leave it out there, it'll go further away.
Sure.
So keep coming back to that thing over and over again.
It's a tough scenario.
It's really tough.
It's tough.
Right, right. And again, do as I say, not as I do. With my mom, she wanted to keep driving, so we kept sabotaging her car.
We cut the brakes. Siphon the gas out.
In the Sound of Music when the nuns, broke the car or whatever. Yeah. We just kept disconnecting the battery, and she would go on and go, my car's broken again. And go, well, we'll take it to the mechanic. We'd hide it in our driveway for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then we'd bring it back, and it's fixed. And then she'd go, I tried it. It didn't work. Oh, that darn car. What are we going to do? So I'm not saying that we did
that's
it well
diabolical.
Ourselves.
Yeah. That's
but
diabolical.
That's worse than pretending there's no keys anymore.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But that was a different scenario. And in this particular one, it's a good example of how to have that conversation and keep control of it when you keep going back to your corner. So.
Wow.
It's like, Brian, we don't like this topic on the show.
Yeah. We're all in agreement.
Brian, we don't like this topic on the show.
I know you don't like it, but we're going to discuss this.
I understand you feel that way, right. But we don't like this topic on the show.
No, we don't care how many accidents you've had, Brian.
You want my keys? Then come get them.
That's right.
So now you take the keys from your parent, and now are you chauffeur?
I guess.
If you're going to do this compassionately for a while, you should be chauffeur.
Sure.
You should, because you truly are taking from them independence, which is a tremendous thing. So whatever you can do.
Yeah.
And get them Ubers here and there. And I think in time what happens is they start to accept the Uber drive as their new independence.
Uh-huh.
But make a transition to that.
Yes.
But you can't day one go, well, get an Uber. You have to say,
right.
You know.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Put your thumb up.
Remember what you told me when I was in high school? Figure it out. I've been waiting 50 years to say this to you. Figure it out.
Dr. Steve, appreciate you as always. Thank you.
See you guys.
Take a break. More next.